So, that was a blast. And we are finally back in person. And also, I'm going to take another picture because we are finally in person. Once again, if you leave, please be quiet, because it is extremely loud up here, and no, you're not special enough that you should keep talking. Thank you very much. So, it's a wrap. Random stats, because stats are fun and easy to make. Sometimes it was a little bit of a rush. Our peak this time was 1.5 gigs in concurrent outgoing streams. Once again, please quiet if you decide to leave. Last year we had 1.65 gigabits peak, and that was fully online. So that gives you a rough idea of how many people still chose to consume offsite, even though we have a relatively full FOSDEM, but not as packed as 2020, we guesstimate. Yeah, 35 rooms, 800 concurrent viewers, and roughly 20,000 unique viewers on the streams. We have a total of almost 400 hours of scheduled video for the ones tracking the numbers over the years. That is less than the last 2 years, because physical ULB has less space and less dev rooms than fully virtual, but still we managed to fit quite some stuff in. We already have 53 released videos online, and 21 are currently being reviewed and or transcoding for a total of almost one full day of video. Speaking of video, if you are a speaker or if you are a dev room manager, please, 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 with sugar on top, you get those emails and you do what is in those emails, and please help us review them. Because if you don't do it as a speaker, it falls on the dev room managers to do it. And if the dev room managers don't do it, it falls on staff to do it. And it's a lot of work and a lot of video, because 400 hours of video is a lot. So please, if you're a speaker, if you're a dev room manager, those emails are important. Do not ignore them. If you have any issues, email video@fosdem.org. And they come from noreply@fosdem.org. Matrix also dropped, because obviously a lot of people are in person, but still we had quite some online participation / online synchronization while people were rocking the hallway track and attending talks and such. We sold out of swag. We weren't fully certain. Like, we didn't know, would we have a fully packed ULB, would we have almost nothing, anything in between, but we managed to sell out, so that's good. And we also had 130 advance orders. For those who don't know, we will continue to give you the ability to order swag beforehand, which means you just get a voucher and you get a password and you get to front desk and you get it immediately. We don't have to do the payment, dance, everything. And also maybe, depending on how the timeline works out, maybe we even can start ordering specifically for you as you do advance orders. There was a lot of food consumed. There's actually two slides. It's a lot. And it's not even a full number, because this is as of 15:30 local. Once again, thank you. It's really loud. Network, we stopped checking MAC addresses for various reasons. Network was a little bit of a mess this year, because a lot of things broke which we thought remotely were fine. But the max concurrent we saw for IPv6 addresses being assigned was over 30,000, and the total amount which we gave out was 53,000. People switched from one network to the other, blah, 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 blah. So it's not a fully scientific method. And also privacy extensions, which keep basically messing up all our stats. But it's at least not a little. Also, ULB has some traffic analysis on their controllers. We don't, for obvious privacy reasons. So you can guess what, for the first time since they installed that stuff, was the top website or the top site accessed by total volume of data going to and back. Any guesses? Obviously. We also had some stats. Initially, we kept them at 2.5, but we switched from 1 gig to 10 gig over the weekend, because that's how we rock. And we actually managed to consume more than the 1 gigabit which we had before. Going forward, hopefully next year, we will maybe even have 2 times 10 gig. We'll see. We'll see. If you are, and I keep telling people this every year, if you are still using 2.4 gigahertz, please don't. Get hardware which does 5G, 5 gigahertz, well, 5G, no, 5 gigahertz. Because you will have less contention. You won't have zero contention, but you will have less contention if you have hardware with 5 gigahertz. It's generally nicer, so if you buy your next laptop, your next whatever, consider spending a little bit more money on five gigahertz. Yeah, we come to thank yous. First of all, the Matrix and Element people. Who asked to not be named, just like so listed. Also, LiberaChat staff, of course. And also sponsors, without whose this wouldn't be possible. As per usual, as I call out the next groups, if you wear a colored T-shirt of the appropriate color, please come up front and take your applause. I might start crying again. I'll see. All the volunteers. Come. I also see at least one green and one orange shirt, which is not up front, which is a big mistake. if you don't have... if you don't have the shirt on, but you did volunteering, dev room, video, whatever, please come up front. We have a few staff who are also supposed to come up front now. And thank you. As per always, please send feedback. We really rely on this feedback, and we actually take it to heart. So please send any and all feedback which you have. We cannot always accommodate it, but we read everything, and we really do take it to heart. That should be helping, not feedback, whatever. If you see trash here, anywhere else, congratulations, this is your trash now. And I'm being serious. Like, it is an immense amount of work to build up in basically half a day on Friday and also to tear down within 2 to 4 hours on Sunday. So anything you see, please just take it with you, throw it in the trash, whatever, but please help us clean. Also, speaking of cleaning, if you have some time, we would highly appreciate it if you just stayed around a little bit, helped us clean up. If you gather here, we will tell you what to do and what to, like. It'll take a little bit until we have all you segmented, but we can use every single hand for the network cabling, which you tear out under guidance. You can keep the network cable. And also for the ones who stay until the very end and help until the very end, we will feed you in K-Building at the end. So please consider just coming up front to help. Yes, after the thing, obviously. And that's it. So see you next year. And as is tradition... And as is tradition, so A, I forgot all the speakers who are in here. They also are supposed to be on stage if they so choose. So now is the time to come on stage if you want to. And as is tradition, we are ending FOSDEM with the FOSDEM dance. My knee is kind of broken, so I'm not going to lead the dance. Wouter is going to lead the dance. And with that, thank you. See you next year.
I don't know who among you has done the FOSDEM dance before. It's actually quite difficult, but not really. We start like this. And it's difficult because you have to balance on one leg, but I'm sure you can all do that, right? So bear with me, and then we lift the one leg. And then we start moving. Everybody move. And we go faster. And there we go. We're dancing. Woo! Thank you.
That is the official one.
That was the official FOSDEM dance.